town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
Tracy Black, Bo Goss with Marmack Real Estate. We are continuing our first and sold coaches and community tour. And Tracy, I'll tell you what, we are on a campus that if you are anywhere in the state of Alabama, you know of Hartsel High School and the athletics and the history and the tradition that this school has.
No doubt. Just like you said, Hartsel Tigers. And when you hear Hartsel Tiger, everybody understands. I mean, you think about some of those great battles between the Muscle Shoals Trojans and the Hartsel Tigers over the last several years. Absolutely incredible. And it is an honor to be on the campus here today.
Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, Hartsel's just right down the road. I grew up in North Alabama in Morgan County, so I have been a part of or had to face against Hartsel Tigers my entire life, and I don't care what field or what sport, those nights were circled and you did not want to face the Hartsel Tigers. But I'm excited about being on campus today with Coach Bert Newton. Coach, welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed everything I've done with you in the past, so looking forward to it.
Man, yeah, we are excited. Well, football season's around the corner. One thing that we've tried to do on a weekly basis with First and Sold is able to pass out Player of the Week award winners for each classification. We also have the Player of the Year banquet, and it was an honor to be able to give the 6A Player of the Year award winner to a Hartsel Tiger, Mr. Noah Lee. That was cool to be a part of.
That was a great night. I didn't realize how cool it was going to be as far as all the different people that were there and the honoring of the kids and the programs. And for Noah to win that, I was tickled to death. You know, didn't see it coming, but when it did, I was happy. And like I said, that's a great deal you got going there.
Well, man, we sure appreciate it. And Tracy's done a really good job on pushing the First and Sold brand and what we do, and what our ultimate goal is to put together and bring together communities, high school athletics, faculty, your players, your coaching staff, you yourself, and all. And it's just fun.
Yeah, now Noah was also the overall player of the year as well, right? He was the
That's right. The
6A player of the year plus the overall player of the year. So, I mean, that was huge. And that was your first year actually doing the Players of the Week over in the North Alabama Central Division. So it was just phenomenal. And like Coach said, tremendous event. Coach, headed into your second season, coming off a 9-3 season last year, I know that's not what the expectations are every year in and out, but still really good year. How's it looking? What have you got coming back, and what are you excited about this upcoming season?
Well, you know, we lost some what I call high-end pieces for us as far as Noah Lee and Porter Simmons played defensive line for us, started for 3 years, and Jameson Fasciani had over 100-something tackles, and Jace Pruitt was a heck of an outside guy for us. So we lost some big pieces, but we also got a lot of guys that have played a lot of football. Hopefully we're going to be pretty deep on the defensive side of the ball, and then offensively we got some guys that I think that can block them up front and run the football. We got two running backs coming back that had tremendous years last year and are seasoned veterans and had great off seasons. And I think we're going to be able to run the football. And then when people do load up the box against us, which they will, I think we got a few guys that can get over the top and make them pay. So I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, I know it's right in the middle of – well, today's July 1st, to be exact, right in the middle of the heat of the summertime. Are you a coach that looks forward to the grind as far as 6:30 in the morning in the summer, seeing the kids that are sacrificing their summers and putting it all on the line for the Hartsel Tigers?
I used to be. As I get older I don't know if I'm ready for the grind, but we still do it. You know, it's hard, so we're going to work hard. We're going to do that kind of stuff. You know, you look at our last week, Monday, every single kid in our program that was in town was here at 6 a.m. We got on a bus, three buses. We drove to Danville. All we took was green sacks for corn and a couple coolers full of water, and we picked a whole field that is donated to us every year by the Anders, and brought it back here and sold it. And that's a different kind of work now that kids do these days. You know, when I first got here, they had been doing that, and I said, are you kidding me? We're going to do what?
Yep.
Pick corn? But now it's kind of turned a tradition, even for my family and my kids, and you know, they go and they do it. And I think it's a tough day, and it's last week in June, it's burning up hot, and you know, you're out in the field, and you know, mosquitoes and bugs and everything else, and you know, but and we're gonna get after it, because you know, I told them we could be done at 10:30, we can be done at 2:30. It's up to you guys.
Yeah.
So we're gonna pick every year in this thing, and we're gonna come back here and sell every one of them, and we did, and it's a great fundraiser for us, and so you know, that was, you know, that was Monday of last week. That's what we did. Yeah. So
I've actually got a bag of corn in my fridge right now in the garage.
That's the best fundraising I've heard. That is outstanding.
And it got a really cool picture. I saw a picture on Facebook where it looked like an aerial shot, maybe. I don't know.
So there's a big silo out on the Enders farm, and in the past, our British Club president was Tim Witt for the last several years, and he would climb up that thing and take a picture with his phone. Well, he wasn't here this year. His oldest son, youngest son, graduated last year, and so I said, I guess I gotta go up there. So I had to climb up there, and my phone was soaking wet, and I told my son that plays for us, hey, give me your phone. So I climbed there, and so I'm hanging on with one arm, and I got the phone in the other hand, and I'm not good at this anyway, right?
Yeah.
So I said, hey, what's your password? He says, it's my birthday. I said, what's your birthday? I kind of had a little levity there for the crowd. And so anyway, I held on, took a few of them, and then, of course, our social media people got them out there and promoted our kids and our program. So it was pretty fun.
Coach, we've talked to several other teams that are in your region so far, and when you talk about this 6A region that you guys are in, some people reference this as the SEC North almost. What's your thoughts about the competition? Man, there's some great teams competition week in, week out, every single season.
Yeah, it's a tough region. You got, you know, different places in North Alabama, you know, all the way from Coleman up to the Shoals, that are, or most of them are city systems with one school, and it matters. And that's a comparison. It matters more. Like at Hartsville High School, J.B. Cain Stadium on Friday night, it matters more. Yep. And so when you have all those different places, from all the way from Coleman up to the Shoals, and you can name the different schools however you want to, that care as much as they do, that means they're going to have great coaches, because they're going to have support, and they're going to have great kids, because they want to be in a great place and on a great team. And so it makes for a highly competitive atmosphere. But, you know, I love it. I wouldn't have it any other way, because if you can get out of there, you got a chance to make a run in the playoffs. And you're not going to play anybody that's, you know, hits harder, or, you know, you've got to play somebody that runs faster. But yeah. you're not going to play anybody that, you know, just out-toughs you. You know, I think if you can come out of it, you know, with a winning season and get out of the region and play to get the playoffs. But, like I said, great coaching every week. You got to work your butt off during the week, coaching-wise, player-wise, just be ready to go on Fridays. And then every single place that we're talking about in that region is a special atmosphere, and they're all different. But it's a special place to play, and hard to play in them on the road. Every one of them is hard to play on the road. They're tough.
It's great to go to any of those schools, wherever you're at in your region. But you just mentioned J.P. Cain Stadium.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, Tracy, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to go to a Hartsville football game. And, buddy, he's right. The community completely shuts down. It's like, you know, you've heard people use this cliche, but it's like the movie Friday Night Lights, and it's a really, really cool atmosphere. And every year, the first game of the year, you guys play Austin High School from Decatur. Dude, when Austin comes here, this place is just, it's crazy packed, and it's a special night.
Well, you know, both those teams have been playoff teams in 6A and 7A, and then, you know, for years now.
Yeah.
And so when you play that week one game, everybody has high expectations, and everybody thinks they're going to be good. And, you know, every high school football player right now thinks they're going to win a state championship.
That's right.
I say that jokingly, but I mean, they, you know, they're high school kids, and they think they're going to win it. And of course, they, mom and daddy are behind them, and community behind them. And so that first game, when we play at our place especially, it seems like our side's filled up for sure. Their side's filled up by the time things starts. And then you look around after the first quarter, and the track's filled up. I mean, it's standing room only, so it's a special game. And, you know, last year we lost in double overtime. Went for two. I thought we got it, but we didn't. And, you know, before that, in the fourth quarter, we had a pick six, returned for over 108 yards, and had a late hit on the play, so it came back. They got four more downs down there. We got that one on the calendar for sure. We want to get that one back.
Yep. That was a I love the call, by the way, Coach. The going for two. I thought you had it. That was a great call.
You know, the guy at Central Clay, Danny Horn, you know, I heard him speak one time at a clinic, and he always goes for two during the year in playoffs. And I said, why is that? He said, because He goes, we're going to be in the playoffs. And he goes, if I go for two, I can end the game right now. And I don't have to put my kids out there for another series and get them worn down or hurt or anything. And so, and he goes, I, you know, I got good two-point plays. And so I said, Coach Lang, we knew it on first down. I said, when we score a touchdown to tie this thing up, we're going for two. And he had a good one open, wide open, and we couldn't make it happen. But that being said, that Sunday before we started meeting, the players had a player-only meeting. And I think that kind of got us right to go on that streak that we went on, win a bunch of games and, shutting people out, scoring a bunch of points and all that kind of stuff, and then getting to the meat of that tough schedule. And I think it really and truly helped kind of set us apart. Yeah. I don't know if we'd have been as tough or as worked as good, hard and as focused as we were if we didn't come up that close to beating Austin. So, in reality, do I want that game back to win? Of course I do. But at the same time, I think it hurt some of those seniors so much that it made the rest of the season special.
Yeah, yeah. Coach, I've got a nephew that plays for you.
Yes, sir.
He's a freshman. And,
well, he's a sophomore now.
Well, yeah, he'll be a sophomore. That's right. I was able to talk to him, and I asked him one day, I said, what's it like, Bodie, on wearing a Hartzell jersey? And he goes on and talks about the standard. Tell the listeners what that standard is for Hartzell High School.
I would say it's, obviously working hard. Coach Miles always says, our day athletic director, hard work, when a new kid comes in or a new coach comes in, I'm just sitting on every one just now. Hard work doesn't make you stand out here. It makes you normal. And so to push past that hard work and to do more than everybody else does, gives us a chance to success on Friday night. So the standard is going to be hard work and then, putting in – caring about each other and caring about this community and this football team and this city and understanding how special it is to the honor to go out there and play. And that's a real thing here, and it's special. So standard was set high when I got here, and it'll be high when I leave. So
yep.
It's not going to change. It's Hartzell.
Yep.
Yeah, and one thing that makes that so special is the community itself. And when you think about the Hartzell community, you guys, you're situated just here off I-65. You're going to get a lot of residents that are interested in living in this area that may commute to Birmingham, especially on the north side of Birmingham. Coach, in your opinion, what are some of the things about the Hartzell community that make it such a great place to call home?
The schools would be, for me, first and foremost. I've got three kids in school here. One of them just graduated. She's going to Ole Miss, and I got two boys. And it's just a special place to for your kids to go to school. It's safe. It's just a good place.
You can tell, Tracy, the emotion when he's talking about the community and what it means not only to you but to your kids.
Yeah.
I definitely, as a proud uncle, I appreciate that in you, Coach. Coach, tell the listeners, who's Coach Burt Newton? How did you get to where you're at today to put the headset on for the Hartzell Tigers?
I grew up in Birmingham and played for some great coaches there. One of them was my dad. So I grew up in a field house. So I've been in a locker room since I was 5 years old.
Yep.
So I've been a part of a team ever since then. So I think, that's me. I care about our kids and care about our team and care about our school. So I want everybody to play everything up here and be involved in everything they can and be a great part of the community. My biggest thing is out of us, I want to be better husbands and better fathers,
Yep.
I've heard that multiple times. I've heard other coaches say that when you look at high school football, it's really one of the last great sporting events that teaches toughness, that teaches adversity, teaches life lessons, and how to manage the adversities that come along in life. What, when you talk about life lessons, Coach, how important do you think football is not only to the community and to the student body, but these young men that strap it up every Friday night? Well, how important is that to them?
I think with the way that our society has kind of been pushed to, it's one of the few things left there that you expect to do hard work, do tough things. You guys have been in a locker room. It's not always the most PC place, and guess what? Neither is your workplace going to be one day either, probably. And there's going to be somebody you don't like and somebody you don't want to work with, but you got to if you want to have a team. And so I think, football is a great game that still instills, all that stuff we just talked about, character, hard work, loyalty, and being part of a team and understanding that part is bigger than you. And, you know, I think as people move forward to, you know, being a great servant, being a great leader, and, you know, helping out at their church or their community, or one day when they have kids and they're in school. And so I think that, you know, I talk to guys that, like business guys that, you know, recruit big time talent as far as, you know, bankers and lawyers and accountants. I know two of them in particular that are buddies of mine. The first thing they ask is, you know, did you play a varsity sport in high school? Did you play football? And they want to know those things. And automatically said, if I got two that are even, I'm picking the one that played high school football and was a varsity letterman. So I think there's people that know that, you know, that's a special dynamic. Just like when you got guys that have been in the military, you know you can depend on them. And so they're going to get a greater rate of pay when they get done. And they deserve it because they know that for 7 years they've done, or 4 years or three, or whatever the commitment was, they've showed up every day. And there ain't no excuses. And so I think that carries on. And football gives a little bit of that too, you know, if they did go through it. So I think it's a great game.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you're interviewing somebody for a job position and, you know, let's say, you know, that person A played varsity football, you got to think that they gave up their summers. They gave up a lot. They gave up. They had to deal with losing. They had to deal with what it takes to be consistent winners. They've had to deal with, which, you know, it's part of the game, scuffles in the locker room, scuffles on the bus, weather. You talk about all different types of adversity. And then all of it to come together as one unit.
Yep.
And you're exactly right. So when you are interviewing somebody for a job position, in real life, you go through a lot of those things emotionally and all kind of stuff. So that's really cool to think about. Taking high school varsity football all the way up into somebody's career.
100%. And like you said, I mean, you talk about the military, and we got the 4th of July coming up. So, I mean, what better time to be grateful and thankful for all of our men and women in the service. But just like Coach said, when you've got that under your belt, you've got that kind of foundation, whether that be you lettered in high school football and you went through that adversity, and then you go to the military and you make that sacrifice and commitment, it separates you in the workplace 100%.
100%. Coach, let's say you have an off week, no football. What would be something Coach Newton and his family would do?
I'm not working in this office Wednesday through Sunday, so I'm going to go to the lake. But I say that I'm probably going to come back and cut J.P. Cain at least twice because that grass is growing fast right now, man. It is whipping my tail.
Yeah.
So
with all the rain.
So as I'm not working, I'll drive out here and work for an hour and a half or two, and which I 100% like and enjoy, but I can't get behind it. So you know, that'll be my off week this week. So usually we go to the lake, and my brother, he's also a coach in Birmingham. He's the head coach of Pelham. He got that job this year.
Yep. I didn't know that.
And he was in college forever. I mean, he coached at Sanford for like 15 years. And then he was at Auburn with Gus, and then went down to Orlando with him, and came back to Thompson and coached 3 years, and then back to Orlando with Gus. And then he just settled in Pelham, though, moved his family in about a month ago, and he started working there in January. And so he's looking forward to building that program. But his family will be up there, and so he's got three kids, and I got three kids. And now my kids are getting old enough where they're bringing other kids with them. And we gotta make sure they stay separated at night, but my dad's still with us, and he goes, and we got some family from Mississippi and Tennessee coming in as well, so it'll be crowded, but it'll be a big time.
So y'all are lake people.
We are.
Okay, cool. Yeah. You like the wakeboard?
I'm a old school. I'm a ski guy. So,
okay.
Wakeboarding wasn't a thing when I was a kid, so I still ski. Now one of my nephews is a wakeboarder, but most of our kids ski. Of course, they do the tubing and all that stuff too, and so. You know, I'm old, so I don't ski unless it's about 6 in the morning. I'm not getting out there when that Smith Lake chop is going about midday. I'll sit on the dock then.
Yeah. I pictured the perfect Americana 4th of July celebration with the Newton family on a lake.
If you understood how my brother was in the 4th of July, you'd be laughing inside right now because they have parades. Sometimes they're on the water in canoes. Sometimes he took a Jeep one time and drove up through the neighborhood. There's been driveway parades. There's been And, of course, the 4th, fireworks, and all of it, barbecue, you name it, we do it all.
So what I'm visualizing is actually what y'all do.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's cool.
And we try not to talk ball because, you know, my dad's coach, me and my brother are coaches, so we try not to talk ball, but inevitably, It ends up coming up every time, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I can imagine.
Could you imagine Tracy sitting on the dock? Sun's going down. Kids are swimming. Some of them are running upstairs to get a new bowl of ice cream or whatever. And just being able to sit there and hearing their dad, Coach Burt, his brother, imagine the knowledge and the things that you could hear. Because, you know, I know the coach.
That's my wife. I said, so you can also imagine the BS.
I mean, because the legends that you guys, I know your dad's a legend in the Homewood area. He coached there for years and years. And, man, you've been able to coach under some absolute legends,
yep,
like Coach Godsey. I could only imagine the stories that you guys could tell as a group.
There's a bunch of them. You know, it just, when you've been in it as long as I have been, and you've seen it from literally I started being the ball boy when I was in second grade. That wasn't a, hey, you show up on Friday night. That was you were at practice. You're there every day in the summer. And I mean, you know, type of deal. And did that till I started playing. And then after I got done playing, you know, I basically went to college for a year and wrestled and decided that I came back and got a different college in Birmingham. And then I've been coaching ever since, whether it was from volunteer in middle school to all the way through here.
So that's a did you know, Trace?
Yep.
He was a wrestler.
There you go.
I didn't know that, Coach.
Long time ago.
Coach, we were talking a little bit off air about, you know, how all the coaches are intertwined together and connected and, you know, truly is a brotherhood. Bo just referenced Coach Godsey, who was part of the standard here at Hartsell for many, many years. When you think about that and the experience that you've got, if a young coach, say he's in college or just graduated high school, and he's interested in this, and he comes to you and says, hey, I would like to do this for a living. I'd like to make this my career. What would be some words of advice you'd give to that young coach?
I would say, you know, try to get somewhere and volunteer that's got a great, you know, standard of excellence, and understand when you first start, this isn't about you. It's about serving this program. And whether it's taking the trash out or cutting the grass or weed eating around the stadium or, you know, riding on the bus so an older guy who's got a bad back can ride in a truck. And the biggest thing, though, is caring about kids. And if you'll do that, and you go to a good place with the good coaches, they'll teach you the football. But you've got to care about kids. And don't think, if you don't, they're going to know. You can't fool kids. So that would be my biggest advice is if you don't really care about kids and want to make them better people and love on them and understand them, now you're going to be hard on them too now, and I'm one of the worst. But at the same time, deep down, you know, I tell mine all the time I love them. So, you know, tell the team almost every time we have a, you know, breakdown, hey, love you guys. See you tomorrow. But I think that's the biggest thing is caring about kids and being genuine and being loyal to whoever your head coach is and your staff and to their program and your kids. And if you do that, you're going to be fine in this business. I mean, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it's such a – you know, you mentioned it, that it's a brotherhood. And Tracy and I have said it on several of our different interviews that we've done, but, man, y'all are a bunch of good men. You know, I would love for you know, my child. I love the fact that my nephew is being mentored by someone like you, Coach Newton. You know, and any of the guys that we have talked to, I would love for if I had a son that was playing football, to be underneath them, the way that y'all, you know, are teaching life lessons and are there to love on them. And you know, a lot of people don't understand. There's a lot more to Coach Newton than just a headset calling plays on Friday nights underneath the lights. You know, that's, you know, you genuinely care about people.
I do, and you know, it's and our staff does too now. I mean, we got some great guys, and now some of us are really hard on kids, but at the same time we do it because we love them and want to make them better. And at the end of the day, most of them, they make it through, understand that and believe in that and believe in us, and we believe in them too. So you know, again, it's a great job to have. This will be my 25th year in education. I think it's 29 in coaching.
Wow.
I've never had a real job. I come to work and you know, teach school, whether it was, you know, when I first started, I taught history, and that was at Spain Park High School. And then I went to Mountain Brook and was there as a defensive coordinator for 12 years and taught driver's ed there. And then here I've done PE and weights. And, you know, everywhere I've been, just been around some great men. Like the head coaches I've worked for, so I worked for Vince DiLorenzo, who won all of state championship Gadsden. When Spain Park opened up, he was the head coach there for the first couple of years. Then Joey Jones hired me at Mountain Brook.
I know
and
Joey.
When he went to Birmingham Southern, Coach Jaeger got the job and been there. And so I worked for him for the rest of the time. Great man, great head coach, and then, you know, came here and worked for Coach Godsey, and so everybody I've worked for is, you know, I've learned something from, and then, you know, even Coach Culver and Coach Moore, who were here in between me and Coach Godsey, learned something from them guys too. And again, all good people, good men who cared about their staffs and cared about the kids. That's a special thing, because, you know, there's some places where the head coaches care about winning, but they might not care about the kids, and they definitely might care about the coaches. So
yeah,
having that example has been big for me as far as, you know, how you treat people, and you know, you still have a standard, you still have, you know, we're going to be here, we're going to work, we're going to do this, but at the same time, realizing that, you know, those are people that got families and kids of their own, and you know, be able to work with them and have to help them understand that while we're here, we're all about this team, but while we're away, you know, you're all about your family and your church.
You know, Coach, you made a statement to me. I said, never had a real job, but in my opinion, you've probably had the realest job ever all throughout the years, and the wisdom and knowledge and experience. I told a coach just a few weeks ago, I said, when you really look at what you guys do and the time that you dedicate to the program, especially football coaches, which is it's year-round now, and you just about got to do that to be competitive in today's game, you're probably averaging somewhere between 23 to 32 cents an hour. I mean, that's about all you're making when you count all your time.
I don't know about that, but there's some long work weeks for, you know, and all educators go, you know, it's not a high paying deal, but at the same time, you know, I think the rewards are worth it. Like I said, I've never had a job that I didn't want to go to. So, you know, it's, you know, I get to be around kids and coach them and teach them and you know, love on them and yell at them and make them do right and hopefully help them, and it's just been a great journey for me, and so blessed to be here at Hartle High School.
Coach, I know you were a defensive coordinator for years, so is defense, is that your passion when it comes to football?
I mean, I love all of it, but I mean, I definitely feel more comfortable on that side of the ball. You know, it's funny, I cut my teeth coaching offensive line at Spain Park. That was my first job.
Okay.
So I was on the offensive side of the ball, and then Coach Jones, Joey at Mountain Brook, hired me as a defensive line coach, and it was driver's ed, and I wanted to go to Mountain Brook, and so I kind of learned that side. But I think being on the offensive side to start with really helped me understand, you know, what offensive lines did not want to see, and that we're kind of where I got into the whole 3-3 blitzing,
yeah,
bringing guys out of nowhere and putting pressure on people and multiple coverages and all that stemmed from. I knew what offensive line coaches didn't want to see.
Yeah.
And then that developed into the back end too. So, you know, now I know what quarterbacks don't want to see. And so that's kind of been a Hartle thing forever. I want to say even before Coach Godsey, Coach Peck put in the 3-3 here years ago. And, of course, they won the state championship with running the 3-3. When Coach Peck left, Coach Glasscock, who was at Coleman, ran the 3-3. When he left, I came in, ran the 3-3. I didn't leave, but Coach Cole now runs the 3-3. And so that's kind of our base deal. And we tweak it and we mess with it and it grows and it evolves. But it's been around here for a long time. And I think it gives us an advantage. Now, a lot of people in our region are going to 3-3.
I was just about to say, I've seen other schools bring in the 3-3.
But we got some guys here that have been doing it for a long time and know it, and our kids know it. That's, you know, a lot of times, you know, people talk about coaching. I know some coaches that know a whole lot of ball. I mean, a whole lot of ball. But if that kid don't know it, it really don't matter. You know, so that's, you got to be able to teach a 16, 15, 16, 17-year-old, you know, what you know, or at least a part of what you know, or, you know, and that to me, that's the beauty. That's the real coaching dynamic is not what you know. It's what does your product look like on Friday night, because what them kids know.
Yep. Coach, I can tell you, you know, when I give out the, you know, classification player of the week award winners, mm-hmm. you know, like when I called you and had to come present an award, I was blown away that your athletic director, your principal, all these people jumped in the picture, met us at the front of the high school, and you and the player. Coach, tell us about the support that you get.
Oh, my gosh. We got a great administration, have the whole time I've been here. Dr. Cooper, our principal, and Coach Miles, our AD, obviously those are two guys I work for. Unbelievable support system. They want us to be great, not only in football, but in everything else. And they mean it. I mean, I'm talking about from football to baseball to bowling to theater, dance team.
Yeah.
Put out the best yearbook, put out the best class newspaper. I mean, and then also be the highest, you know, academic school in public school in North Alabama. You know, and so they really preached the culture of the high school being as one. And it really is starting to show up now, you know, the coaches that are here and working together and wanting everybody to be, you know, together and making a special place where kids can play multiple sports and, you know, the coaches aren't fighting over kids. You know, we all want them all to play everything, probably, but I know I do. It's a great place to be. Like, I've had two kids that play varsity soccer here, and girls and boys, and both have had great experiences so far. And obviously, I got boys that play football. That's been a great experience. And I know, you know, I try to go to every home basketball game and anywhere that's close, Coleman, Decatur, Austin. I come, that, you know, and same with baseball. You know, I was at every single playoff game except for when my kids were playing soccer. And our school was, too. I know Bodie Goss was in Jacksonville State and for the state championship games. Half our football team was there. I'm just telling you. And over half our coaches were there. And we don't coach baseball. And the kids that didn't play baseball – or played ninth grade baseball or JV baseball or whatever, they were there too, but so was everybody else in the school and everybody else in this community. And same thing Friday nights and same thing in our home basketball games and anything that's going on. The people here are going to show up and support, and it's a great place to work. But the last few years at the high school, I feel like the culture has been, we're one group. We all do different things. We all want each other to do things well. But again, from AP physics to ninth grade football, we all want to be good. So, you know, it's a good place.
Well, I can say one thing with utter confidence. So, first time I had the opportunity to meet Coach Newton was today, and just spending these few minutes with him and the passion that he displays and talks about when he talks about the program, you can hear it in his voice. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that the Hartsell Tigers have the man to set the standard here for sure. I mean, he's going to carry on the tradition. And, Coach, it's been an honor to sit down and talk with you. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate what you guys do for high school football and the communities that y'all represent. And stuff like this makes it special. And, like, when you come and give our kids player of the week deal, it's a special deal. And I want to say we timed it up to where it was during a class change, so everybody kind of be, you know, they were on top of you almost.
Yeah.
don't crowd them too much. But and even, you know, when I've gone to breakfast with you guys and talked with you guys and brought kids along, and I love doing that kind of stuff. You know, it's every week we do our own little social media, you know, kind of show. It's hosted by Margaret M. Prater, and the biggest thing about it to me is not me getting there and talking about me, but having our kids on there and letting two or three of them, whatever week it was, hey, the player of the week was this guy, or this guy's special team stand out, and they get to get on a camera and, you know, and talk, and then that goes out to our community on I don't even know what
it's called. Social media.
Whatever. Yeah. Some of it. Yeah. Something. It goes on YouTube or whatever. But, you know, when people, you know, I know families that sit down and watch that show, you know, as a family, to watch the, you know, the kids that they know from the community. And, you know, I love when the kids get to grow and not just be football players. They get to go on there and talk. And, you know, and those guys that talked with you last year, I think Jameson and Noah,
yeah,
I mean, they weren't scared to give an interview because they've done it. They've done it up there in their classes, and they've done it down here on a show. And they go down to downtown on Main Street. We have a coach's show every Thursday at lunchtime, and people show up and pay $10 and get a great meal. And then, you know, for about an hour, we talk Hartsell football. And we go over, you know, last week's, and we have video, and the kids show the video and say, on this coverage I'm doing this, or on this play I'm doing this, and here's my responsibility, and this is why it works, this is why it didn't work. And so they're growing that way, too, as far as being able to go in an interview or being able to go, you know, on a college admissions deal or whatever they want to do. You know, we're preparing them for that by, you know, communicating.
Yep. That's so cool. When we walked through the facility, Tracy and I noticed that the word "own it," it's everywhere. Tell us about "own it."
You know, I'm not a big you know, these people have all these acronyms and all that kind of stuff. But we did that probably a couple of years ago, and I want to say, I think Caleb Graham might have been in charge of like kind of developing a social media name, and we went through a bunch of things. And I know Miss Prater, you know, she helped design that as well, and then, you know, it's on our logos and painting stuff, and it's on shirts and all that kind of stuff. And it, to me, it's perfect for Hartsel because, look, we can't make excuses. Half the teams we show up against are going to be better athletes than us and look prettier than us and be bigger than us and be faster than us. But, you know, because we had that mentality of, you know, you walk in this building, there is no, well, I had to, no, own it. I screwed up. And I've done that, you know, when I call a bad play on defense, I will tell the players, I screwed that up, guys. That's on me. Now, A, B, and C, if we still would have done this, we could have been okay. But, you know, if I make a bad call, I'll tell them. And you know, we ran a fake punt, and I went on that show and told the whole community, that was on me. Bad call.
Yep.
First one worked, second one didn't. And I, you know, it's on me. So I just think it's a mentality that, you know, you have with your parent, I mean, with your, you know, your community and your parents and everybody else. And hopefully that carries over to home, and they're getting reinforced that as well. But definitely in this building and, you know, on that practice field and at JP Game Stadium, those kids know that, hey, we have to, you know, understand that what we do matters. And if we don't do it right, you know, don't make excuses. And the biggest thing to me, the own it thing is, all right, I screwed up. How do I fix it? How do I get better? How do I not make that bad call again? You know, I do more research. Whatever. I put in a fail-safe where I can check up the last, whatever it is. And we do that same thing with our players. You know, I couldn't cover that guy and press man. Well, back up. And yeah. Let him throw it and tackle him. You know, I mean,
yeah.
It's a whole kind of concept without getting too into the weeds as far as coming up with some crazy saying. And then, I know there's programs that do this. They'll change to something different every year. This time, we're whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I just believe in staying consistent and being about, you know, when I first got here, you know, because Gotsy's thing was something about hard work. But anyway, everybody said it. Everybody knew it. And that was the deal. And now the own it thing is kind of taking over our program. And you know, we mean it. So, you know, coaches and players. So,
yeah, one thing that jumped out to me when I walked back in the film room earlier is all of your seats do not have a back. So that's got to be part of own it too, right? We're not getting comfortable. We're not here to sit in recliners.
Yeah, well, it's hard to fall asleep in that room. You know, small groups would come in here and watch film, and we had another room off the side to watch film. And then that room in there has got the coaches' chairs in there. So you walk in there, and the D-line in there, and if they're watching film after practice, you might catch some of them. Or they're watching film at 6:30 a.m. in the summer, you might catch some of them, hey, wake up.
Yeah.
But in that room in the little stools, no, ain't no laying back in there.
I like it.
Got to own it, son.
Own it.
I'll tell you, I'll have Tracy show you a video, but I do a great demonstration of pulling as a pulling guard in there. I'll show you that. Well, Coach, I've extremely enjoyed our conversation today. I appreciate you taking the time to sit down with us, tell us a little bit about Coach Newton. Talk about what Hartsel means to you, what the standard is here, and us at First and Sold, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you guys for everything you've brought to football. Again, I mean it. I mean, anytime you need anything, let me know.
Yeah, best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Thank you guys, and we'll be back next week.